All right, hour number three of the Ron Owens program. This is, I guess, for Rob and everyone else. You want something lighter, you've got it. There's a new show coming on ABC, and it is called How to Get the Guy, a, quote, romantic reality series that follows the trials and tribulations of love as seen through the eyes of four young, attractive, and available women who are looking for Mr. Right. Now, does that sounds kind of strange.
And when you say available, did you give my phone number out?
It's up to you to do that. We've got Elisa. Say hi, Elisa.
Hi, Elisa.
No, you got to get closer to the mic.
Oh, okay.
I'm not hearing it well. Is that me? Oh, there you go. Elisa's turned it on. Now say hi.
Hi, Elisa.
There you go. That works very well. And Michelle, Elisa, you're a licensed massage therapist, and Michelle, you're a trial lawyer.
I am, and I'm actually getting a massage right now.
Yes.
No, I get that during the breaks. Now, here's the basic question, which I'm sure you get. Why would you two, A, want to get a guy, and B, have to go to a TV show to do it, or are you just looking for the kind of the hits, kind of the fun?
Well, if you read the New York Post, I'm clearly the one that didn't want to get the guy. I was dubbed the least comfortable taking orders. So I think what you'll see a lot of is me struggling with the why do I want a man. But I think we worked through, you know, a lot of the, this is great to have some balance in your life. I tend to be a little bit too focused on my career and the other aspects of my life. And, you know, relationship is one part of a good, healthy life. And I think we sort of, we worked to a happy medium. At times, you know, I had to go on 4, 5, 6 dates a day, and that was difficult. But
especially when you're mixing it in with the trial.
Yeah.
It makes it really tough.
It was much harder than most of my trials.
You ever been in a serious relationship? Ever been married?
None of the girls have ever been married.
Uh-huh.
But I think I've been in some serious relationships. Now, a lot of times the guys weren't in those serious relationships with me, but I think I've been in.
This is going to be an easy hour. Elisa, how about
so
you?
Funny.
Why would you get on a TV show and do something like this? You don't need to do that.
No, I was ready for the adventure. You know, I was looking around and I was like, I definitely want to meet someone. And then this opportunity came along and I was like, let's go for it. Why not? But I think the important thing to note here is that the executive producers, Dave Collins and Dave Metzler, they came to us and said, this is not a typical reality show. This is something very different. We want your stories. We want your journeys. We're going to keep it as true to your life as possible. We're not going to tell you to say anything. Just be yourself. And so when I heard that, I thought, wow, here's an opportunity to show the world, San Francisco, the amazing, creative, vibrant place that it is, through my eyes.
The question that obviously comes to mind, though, is how do you kind of meet somebody and establish some kind of a relationship? You got a whole TV crew behind you. They're watching everything you do.
It was difficult for me, especially being the kind of quote-unquote spiritual one. I'm a massage therapist. I got a lot of no's, and I went into a little bit of fear, and, you know, the producers were like, everybody's story unfolds differently, so...
Except yours, Elisa,
yours
have no
is going
one.
Very slowly, but... So what happened was I went online. I had never been online before, and that really opened things up, but...
You're talking online dating?
Online dating, yeah.
Exactly.
That's what you hear.
Oh, you're going to see a whole lot of ooh.
Yeah, but, you know, I actually met a lot of really cool men, on the show, and so it was a different look, and that was what the show was about. How do you get outside of the box of, you know, your automatic dating patterns?
You two still looking?
Boy, we
don't tell them anything.
We would tell you, but then we have to give you our firstborn.
Oh, in other words, it's all part of the
exactly.
show. Exactly. But that would be an enticement. I could say I got a couple of women here, and let's, you know, cut through it. You know, good nines. Would anybody, you know, who wants to pick up a phone and call? But if you're not available, what's the sense of doing it?
If you invite me back, I will come back in 6 weeks, and I will tell you it's a fantastic story.
We're willing to answer any questions people have, you know.
We'll do it throughout the show.
I will tell you, Ron, if you look closely,
there's no ring.
Neither one of us have a ring.
Okay. Want to date these gals? By the way, I'm keeping score. So far, the number is 2.
It's like open dating season now.
No, do you know why I'm saying the number is 2? I guarantee you the number will get closer, if not will be, double figures by the end of the hour. And that is the number of guys who come in here to see what you look like. 808-0810 is our telephone number. 808-0810. We'll continue right after this.